Our God is with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus took Peter, James, and John up on a high mountain to be alone with them. And before their eyes, Jesus was transfigured, his face becoming as dazzling as the sun and his clothes as radiant as light. Suddenly, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, conversing with Jesus. Then Peter said, "Rabbi, how good it is that we are here. With your permission, I will erect 3 shelters here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." Peter was still speaking when suddenly a bright cloud overshadowed them. Out of the cloud came a voice which said, "This is my own, my beloved, on whom my favor rests. Listen to him." When they heard this, the disciples fell forward on the ground, overcome with fear. Jesus came toward them and touched them, saying, "Get up, don't be afraid." When they looked up, they did not see anyone but Jesus. As they were coming down the mountainside, Jesus commanded them, "Don't tell anyone about this until the chosen one has risen from the dead." The Gospel of Salvation. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Alleluia. Thank you. Good morning. Can you hear me?
No.
Okay. Oh, okay, now you can. Okay, my name is Leslie Schuld. I'm visiting from El Salvador. And actually, thank you for inviting me into your community and sharing this space. I usually come the first weekend in August because it's a week-long holiday in El Salvador for the Transfiguration. So this is the first time it's landed on Sunday when I've been here. And I think it shows the divinity and the humanity of Jesus, and Jesus coming to walk, going down the mountain to walk with the people again after the divine experience. And it's also a message that light always emerges from obscurity, and that is a very common saying in El Salvador, that there is no evil or darkness that light does not emerge from. And my mission in El Salvador, we continue to walk with people that are marginalized, giving leadership and scholarships to those who don't have the economic means, women's empowerment and businesses so they can survive and support their families, clean water and the environment, building homes which people in your community have helped with. But we continue that work, but we are also called to walk with people in darkness. And right now, El Salvador is in a very dark time. 16 months ago, the Legislative Assembly suspended constitutional rights in El Salvador, and in the name of a war on gangs. But the majority of people arrested have been innocent people. And so it's more of a population control. There's been, just to give you an idea, 35,000 people were in the jails that were double overcrowded prior to this suspension of rights. They've arrested over 71,000 people now. And from all the information is kept under secrecy, the government has declared for 7 years. But it's our estimation, those of us working in human rights, that 25% of those arrested are gang members. 25% are completely innocent, and 50% are what they call collaborators. But this is a misnomer because they are forced to do work for the gangs under the threat of death. They're not volunteer collaborators. They're forced to give them food or a ride in their taxi or pay extortion fees. And these people that are victims of the gangs are now victims of the Salvadoran authorities. And, you know, some people are happy because there's not crime in the previously gang-held territories, but it's this peace is, you know, what I call superficial and mediatic because it's built on violation of human rights, violation of rights, corruption, and lies. So, and then as CEASE, we've been walking with the people in this darkness. We've been able to get a few people out of prison, and now we've learned of the horrors inside the prison. When people get into prison, they have to walk a football field on hot gravel and then get beaten at the other end. Then they're being starved. They were only given one meal a day because of international human rights. They're given three meals, but it's rice and beans that you can fit in four fingers they're given. So the people we've gotten out are 50 to 90 pounds lighter than when they were arrested. Severely malnourished, anemia, scabies, lice, life-threatening. And they're denied medication. If they have diabetes, people have died in prison because they're denied health care. And others have been beaten and tortured. Over 200 people have died that we can document, and 95% are innocent, have no connection to the gangs that have died. So that is, we're continuing our focus to accompany empowerment communities, but we are now called to shine light on what's happening and walk with the people under this very dark time. And even though, then we're accused of defending the gangs, but we're defending the innocent people and shining light, getting what legal support we can, documenting, trying to get media to shine light on what's happening, because only silence is what keeps fueling it. People are applauding that the gangs are arrested. And that the government spends millions on propaganda, has millions of channels dozens of channels, literally, on social media, as well as they have a national news media, newspaper, all pay, that are trying to manipulate people's opinion that everything is good and safe and bringing sports tournaments. Miss Universe is going to be in El Salvador. So saying, oh, what great things the president's doing, and all this is the violence and the roots of the violence, the social and economic inequality and human rights abuses are there just being swept under the carpet and hidden. So we've had some success. Last week I took a reporter from the Washington Post to a place where many innocent people have been arrested, where the CEASE works. It's called the Holy Spirit Island. So they have been one of the voices because they're a community willing to speak out. Many people fear because they face reprisals if they speak out. The people that have been let out of prison, were forced to sign that they won't talk to the media or post on social media. Another community reporter was just called in and saying his substitutive measures were going to be taken away because he spoke out about what the torture he received in prison. But there was an international campaign, and luckily he is still in freedom. And note, there's 71,000 arrested. The government has released 6,000 that they say are innocent, but nonetheless they're just out on parole to keep them from speaking out. They have to go sign to the courts every 15 days. Nobody has been, at least 71,000 over 16 months, nobody's been declared innocent or guilty, but due to international pressure, 6,000 innocent people have been released. So it's very important. That's just a little, but I just wanted to share with you to help shine the light and let people know what's happening in El Salvador. There's a grave human rights abuses, and to do what we can to shine light, whether it's supporting our work, if you can come and visit media. Margaret is writing an article right now for Foreign Policy and Focus Journal, which is going to be published. The Progressive Magazine has an article which I help facilitate interviews that's going to be published this week. American Magazine did an article last year on it, very good in English. So trying to get out the word about what's happening and support those communities legal. We not only support them with legal support, but also the families. Most of the people arrested are the breadwinners for the families, so we have to give them some emergency aid. They have to provide packets because the prisoners are not given clothing, soap, medications, and then most of it's stolen, but the families try to get some food into them. And then when the people we have gotten out, we've had to give emergency medical aid because they have, what I mentioned, severe malnutrition, anemia, so they have to go get injected every day because some people are dying, then people are being released at the point of death. And if they're not given emergency medical treatment, some people are dying afterwards. So I wanted to thank you for listening and hearing what's happening in El Salvador, and please let people know, because the U.S. government still has weight in El Salvador and can condition, they're sending military aid that can condition that aid on respect for human rights. And that's what we call, I probably spoken too long, but one community we've been accompanying, 25 people have been arrested, the Holy Spirit Island, and that island has never had gangs, has no crime, people leave their bikes in the street, the door is unlocked, there's no gates like you see all around San Salvador. And 22 people were arrested last year, I may have mentioned it because it was just in a sweep between May and July, and 3 people this year. And all the people that were arrested were men, and this year 3 people were arrested, including the first 2 women who are a lesbian couple, who we believe were arrested because of their sexual orientation. And so, you know, we were able to get 2 people we've gotten out to get the news viral, and one was one of the lesbian women, but her wife is still in prison in El Salvador, so we're very worried about her, and of course all the others that have been in jail now for over a year. We've gotten 7 of the 25 out. 2, we were able to prove that they had medical conditions. 2, we were able to get their stories to go viral. And 3, because of pressure with the human rights organizations in El Salvador and the legal support. With no legal support, 0 would get out. So even though these people have seen no lawyer, no family member, they've been in jail for over 16 months, so people are worried to death that their family members will come out alive. So that's what's happening. I'm sorry I don't have a better, but as the gospel today, there's no darkness that light does not emerge, and accompanying the people is their light, they feel, so they don't feel alone. So thank you, and God bless you.
I have a question for you.
Right, if you have questions.
Doctors Without Borders and Amnesty.
Can you come forward with your question, Diane?
Are Doctors Without Borders and Amnesty International working with you or working in El Salvador?
If you could repeat
the question.
Yeah, she's asking if Doctors Without Borders and Amnesty International are working with us. Amnesty International has spoken out several times on the case, including last week. The first reporter was arrested over a year ago. He spent 10 months in jail. A community reporter, not a well-known reporter, but he spoke and gave testimony, you know, with his name and face, which some people that are willing to speak out are hiding their identity for reprisals. He spoke out and gave testimony to the torture he faced in prison. And Amnesty International had an international campaign. And because he was speaking out, the courts called him in and said they were going to remove his substitutive measures. As I said, nobody's, of the 6,000 they've released that they say are innocent, they're just out on parole. They're keeping them, you know, at arm's length so that they're afraid to speak out. But nonetheless, this journalist was speaking out, and they called him in because they wanted to review his substitutive measures and send him back to prison after suffering torture and starvation for 10-11 months. And Amnesty International did an international campaign as well as other human rights group, and he was not put back in prison, so he's still free. But obviously it was a message. The government said he is under silence, it's illegal to talk about the cases. And so that's, you know, and there's elections, presidential and legislative elections, the first Sunday in February of next year. And we feel like there's a little bit of an opening now to speak out, but that could close very quickly after the elections. So to watch out for that. But Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch has been speaking out. Last week, 3 days ago, I had a Zoom call with the American Bar Association Human Rights Committee. They want to support our work and try, and we want them to come down and document and get a professional report out so that more and more people shining light. Silence is not going to stop anything. So, you know, we have to speak out as long as we have a voice. So there are groups that are getting interested, and more international and media is getting interested now in the situation.
Thank you. Thank you, Leslie. As customary in our community, we have commentary after the homily. And if anyone wants to make a comment or ask Leslie a question, please come forward and do that. Or people on Zoom, if you would like to do that, please speak up. Okay, anyone?
Maureen online.
Hi, excuse me. I just am astonished. I should know more about what's going on in El Salvador because I am a Spanish teacher, but I didn't realize what was happening, and now I'd like to know what I can do. And I'd also like to know if there are any, if there's anything that my students can do. Can Leslie come back and give some suggestions?
Yes, of course. And, you know, one thing we've noticed is the church has been almost silent on this issue. So we want people to, obviously this church is very vocal and support human rights, but a lot of the mainstream Catholic and evangelical churches have been silent. So we want those communities to speak out. Their members have been arbitrarily arrested and are suffering this. So the leaders of the churches need to speak out. If there's any access you have to other church communities. Obviously, you can give financial contribution to CEACE and our U.S. 501c3 nonprofit, Los Olivos CEACE, and I have newsletters on the back table, and I can send some virtual copies for those of you online. We would like people to visit El Salvador to get here, you know, what's going on, and accompany the people so they don't feel alone. And of course, we should write our Congress people and ask them to condition further aid to El Salvador based on respect for human rights and ending arbitrary arrests and ending cruel and unusual punishment. Crimes against humanity that are happening systematically in the prisons right now.